breaking news from Italy leads off today's show. I'm Carl Azus. We're glad to have you watching. The mayor of Amatrice, which is located in central Italy, says his town is no more. When a powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck early Wednesday, Amatrice was at the epicenter. That's the point on the Earth's surface directly above where the earthquake occurred. The town's clock tower, its time stopped at the moment the earthquake hit, was one of the only structures still standing. Rescue efforts have been going on around the clock. Volunteers have been using their bare hands to dig through rubble. There are several Italian villages that were affected. They're in remote, mountainous areas that can be hard to reach. Italy's prime minister says the quake killed at least 120 people, but warned that toll could increase. The quake was felt as far away as Rome, 100 miles from the epicenter, and dozens of aftershocks have been reported. Pope Francis asked people to pray for those affected. Earthquakes are entirely unpredictable. There are warning systems that can save some lives, but only under certain conditions.
If you're in the epicenter of an earthquake, you're going to get no warning. There's no time for that. The warning depends on the distance you are to the earthquake epicenter. An early warning system for earthquakes is expensive and also complex. Part of the problem is we don't have a system that can predict the Earth is going to move. Our warning system is based on the fact that the Earth is already moving, and then if you're farther away from that epicenter, we can give you some time to prepare. Some minor time, but some time. Unlike a tornado warning where Doppler radar can see the rotation and issue a warning before the tornado, an earthquake warning happens when the Earth is already shaking. Another limitation is how close the sensor is to the epicenter. If the sensor is 10 miles away from the epicenter, it takes 5 seconds to get to that sensor. So the more sensors we get, the better the lead time we'll get as well. If we get 10 seconds notice of an earthquake that's happening, especially a big one, you can open up the elevators on the nearest floor. You can stop trains. You can stop all those things that are moving before the shaking gets there. This entire system works because the speed of light, or the speed of the warning going down the line, is 186,000 miles per second. The Earth, as it's wiggling and shaking along, is going at 2 miles per second. So if you're 30 miles away, your warning could be 15 seconds. It's 15 seconds that could save your life.
Now to the Asian country of North Korea. It reportedly fired a ballistic missile from a submarine on Wednesday. Wasn't the first time the communist country did this, but it was the first time one of its missiles entered a Japanese air defense zone. One expert says it shows North Korea is making rapid progress in its missile program. The launch was made shortly after the U.S. and South Korea started their yearly military exercise, which North Korea strongly opposes. International officials spoke out against the launch, and though it was illegal as far as the United Nations Security Council is concerned, North Korea has tested more than 30 missiles since dictator Kim Jong-un took power in 2011.
An estimated 17% of the world's population naturally has blue eyes. So how can it be true that even brown eyes are blue? It seems it all comes down to pigment. Scientists say that the more pigment our eyes have, the darker they appear to be. So in theory, if you were to remove that pigment, all of us would have eyes that are as blue as the sky. Now that's random.
Next today, a U.S. organization has released new guidelines about the amount of added sugars that young people should eat, and it recommends far less than they're actually eating. The American Heart Association works to reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. It wants young people to limit their intake of added sugars, so not the kind that's naturally in an apple, for example, but the kind of table sugar or fructose that's added to soft drinks, cookies, cakes, and ice cream. The AHA says that people ages 2 to 18 should have added sugars limited to 25 grams or 100 calories a day. One can of soda can far exceed that. The AHA says young people should only eat healthy foods and that a diet high in added sugars is associated with obesity and high cholesterol. Its recommended limit is 50% less than what the U.S. government recommends. And it's a guideline only. Dietitians and doctors say it's not like kids should never eat a piece of birthday cake. They just need less added sugar in their daily diets.
The thing about added sugar is that it's going to crop into a lot of foods that you might not expect it. So take ketchup, for example, something we all eat. Look at how much sugar is in that. 4 grams of sugar for every tablespoon of ketchup. Simply switching it out for mustard can make a huge difference. Or take something like salad dressing. You make this decision all the time. Should I have a sweet salad dressing like a raspberry vinaigrette versus a balsamic? Well, the sweet salad dressing can be about 5 to 7 grams of sugar for every 2 tablespoon serving. And finally, pasta sauce. All right, you want a little bit of sauce on your pasta. You can understand that. But if you get up to about 1/2 cup of pasta sauce, for example, that's going to be about 12 grams of sugar. That's more than your daily allowance. That's as much as a chocolate chip cookie in every single serving. We're eating probably at least twice, if not 3 times, as much sugar as we should be or could be eating. We know that sugar is associated with the things you might expect. Weight gain, diabetes, increased risk of heart disease and stroke. But I think you might be surprised to learn that it can also affect your immune system. Our human bodies simply didn't evolve to be able to eat that much sugar. Now, the average American eats about 140 pounds a year. And our bodies simply don't know how to handle all that.
Well, happy 100th birthday, U.S. National Park Service. Today in 1916, President Wilson established the NPS. It oversees and maintains hundreds of national parks and monuments. And today, we're visiting part of a park that was founded on August 1st, 1916, shortly before the NPS was, and decades before Hawaii became a U.S. state.
Just imagine about 500 years ago, lava flooding down through this tube. It's about 1 mile long. And for the celebration of the centennial of the park, they're letting very small select groups take a tour through here. Let me introduce you to Ab. Ab is going to show us through the tunnel.
Welcome to Puapo'o.
Puapo'o.
It's so delicate in here, and it's so fragile. This place is awesome, and I feel like a guest in here every time. It's a new experience.
Let's go.
All right. Ehele mai, which means follow me. All of this was scoured out by the lava. And then the roof area was the top that crusted over.
To be able to move this much and create a tube, it must be going
exactly.
Pretty fast,
very
right?
Very fast. Yeah. Fast. You cannot outrun that kind of load. If you can imagine, it's red, red hot in here. And then the lava just melts the upper surface and causes the sickles to form. Yeah, these roots are coming from the ceiling of the lava tube, and above us is rainforest. You can crawl through.
It almost looks like some big earth-moving equipment came through here and dug up the bottom of the cave.
We're in the area that's called the amphitheater because there's a big opening here. In the absence of light, then this space becomes totally and utterly black. So at this point, actually, if you see above, that's our exit.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was almost the second tallest tower of dominoes in the world. And the domino stackers who built it say it was the tallest ever in America. But at a height of 19 feet, more than 3,200 dominoes in, oops, gravity is a formidable enemy. But their 7 hours of work wasn't a total waste. It might not have set a record officially, but it still looked amazing tumbling down. Guess if you have a domination to dominate domino records, there's domino way you don't domino all too well. The towering attempts have their ups and downs. Domino puns, they all fall flat. I'm Carl Azus, and we'll stack up more news for you tomorrow.